Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but take it for me two more times.
Yeah!
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Miss LeAndrea Johnson this morning, and Lord, deliver me. She's saying, deliver me from myself. I heard her say, deliver me from overthinking. Yeah. And we thank him this morning. I'm a bit excited. I went to Orlando Tuesday, got back yesterday, had a ball down there in Orlando, and got to see my son and daughter-in-law, grandkids, and got to hang out with Sion and Buddy and Kay, and Dot wasn't there. She running the streets of Florida and Georgia and different places, and but she left me a little gift of peaches I could taste while I was down there. You're talking about some good peaches. I wanted to just eat them all. But anyway, the Lord blessed me down that way. I had some good sleep and everything, and I was just blessed. Yeah, and some cousin come over, and another lady, and we sat around the round table and just laughed and talked and just had a wonderful time down there. I got to go back. Real soon, I got to go back that way and have some more enjoyment down there. The food was good, and Sion went in there and made a sweet potato pie. I didn't eat a lot now. I just got a little tiny slice, and I brought it on with me. And to my surprise, I ate it on the road. I was bringing it home for lunch. So when lunch comes, because I'm trying to eat one meal a day, and I end up having something in the evening, but what I've been doing is just trying to have some water if I can in the evenings and let the food go. And y'all would be surprised. Do you know all that was done? I come home lighter. Yeah, I went to the scale, just 1 pound lighter. I thought I would have done gained 10 down there, but come home 1 pound lighter, and you know, praying that the Lord will continue to help me just to stick with that one meal a day. But when you round them groceries like that, it is very hard. And I wasn't expecting my son to do all the fish frying and everything, and he did that, and I couldn't resist that either. And so I had a wonderful time. And I just thank God for that family there in Gotha, because whenever I go to Orlando, I have a place that I can go, you know. And they treat me like one more queen. I told Shante, because that's what Shante called me, the queen. I said, look here. I said, your royal highness was treated very royally. Yeah, she said, they took care of your mama. I said, yes, they did. I said, that Sion was on point. Yeah, can't wake up in the morning to come and rub my shoulders. I said, I was good, buddy. Oh. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about Buddy cooked breakfast for me. Yes, he didn't know I wasn't eating breakfast, but he made me breakfast, and I couldn't help myself. I think I'm pronouncing it, and cod. And he had eggs and some other stuff in there, and gave me a banana, and the green banana, and a yam. And when I tell you, I didn't think I would like it. Well, I tell you, like Jack Spratt, he could eat no fat and his wife could eat no lean. But both betwixt the two of them, they licked the platter clean. Licked it clean almost. Yeah, that was some good eating. Yes. And I enjoyed it. So when Buddy come here, he going to have to make that for me. When I go there, he going to have to make that for me. And it don't have to be for breakfast for me. It can be anytime. Look at Brother Perry to my food. Yes, sir, Brother Perry. I enjoyed it. And so I thank God to be back. Thank God for this morning, the week ending, and he blessed me to come this morning to do another episode of Jesus in the Morning. I just couldn't leave the whole week and not do just one more. And so he blessed me today, and I'm grateful unto him. Today we're going to be talking about, it's Testify Friday. So if you have a testimony, get your testimony together and come on and share the goodness of the Lord with us. And we also want to talk about the favor of God. Let me tell you about that favor. The favor of God, it does what money could never do. Yeah. I know that some people say favor is not fair, but it's fair to me because God favors who he chooses. The earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So I'm grateful unto him for favor, his favor. The songwriter said his favor is more precious than life. Yeah. Listen, even on the road traveling, God gave me favor. Yeah, gave me favor. And going down, I was excited. So, you know, I went on down there, you know, little speeding there. I know I got to work on that because I was saying you got to obey the laws of the land. Coming back, I really didn't know if I was speeding or not because Shante called me and she talked me all the way home. We laughing and talking. When I know anything, I was in Green Cove Springs. I thought I'd have to hang up from you now because I got to call Wiki and let Wiki know I'm back home and give her the answer to the question she asked me on Wednesday. So I hang up from Shante, call Wiki back, and Shante said, well, I'll call you in a few minutes. Y'all not going to talk very long. I said, no, because Wiki be busy doing something. And so when I got off with Wiki, Shante called me back, and I was blessed to come on in and came home and went right back out to mail some stuff and do some stuff. And God is just faithful. And wherever you go, he will give you his favor. And this is what we want. We want the favor of Almighty God upon our lives. Even in this, sometimes you want the answer to be yes. God allowed the answer to be no. But the reason the answer is no, because it's his favor upon you. Because whatever you want yes to, it won't work together for your good at this time. Now, when it will all work together for your good, the answer will be yes, and you will still get to see the favor. No, and you still get to see the favor of Almighty God. Three things we want. We want wisdom. We want favor, and we want to be great givers. We want to be big givers. Yeah, God loves a cheerful giver. When we're excited to give. Now, there have been times when back in the day, I wasn't so happy to give. Because I figured this, if I give out, I'm going to have less. But he blessed me to see this. The more you give, the more I give. You may give money. I may not give money back. I may give you a healing. You may give food, and I turn around and give money. You may give clothes, and I bless your children. You may give rides, and I kick your son or daughter off crack cocaine or whatever drug they bound to. Yeah. He loves a cheerful giver because when you give, it causes him to give. Yeah. He don't need an excuse. But for man, because man is so tangible, man is so natural, man is so fleshly, he don't need an excuse to give. He don't need a reason. He come giving in the beginning. He come working for us. So when we give, he'll cause men to give into our bosom, pressed down, it says, shaken together and running over. Not only that, he will multiply what you give. Yeah. So wisdom, it is a principal thing. And wisdom will take us into places where we thought we could never get there. And it's not always an educational wisdom. You know, it's not always we knowing. Sometimes it's a wisdom of I'm just going to try it and see what happens. And when we step out in faith, here it comes. We step out in faith, here comes what we need because we chose the wisdom to do it by faith. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So as we learn to trust God, go to God more and more for every little thing. Ask him for what you want today. Ask him. If you want money, ask him for money. I've asked for money before and he gave me a way to make some money. Sometimes he just put it in there. He just sends somebody to bless me financially. Then some days he'll say, well, do this and do that. They're going to ask you how much you tell them. Even with the mugs. Do you know sometimes I still get a mug or two order, the design of coffee mug for somebody. And they pay me to design their mug and ship it to them. I have one in the truck right now. I was going to take it to the lady down near Burnell because I was going right by there. She said, oh, it's my son's graduation and I'm this and that and I can't do it. But if anything else we can't get it, I'll send you another address to ship it to. The favor of God, the wisdom of God, being a giver unto God, it will bless us. And sometimes we give and the enemy wants you to think because you give, your blessing is cut off. Now you wait. You're telling him he's a lie. God loves a cheerful giver. He said if I give, he was going to cause me to be blessed. Yeah. He said if I give, he was going to cause it to come back to me. It may not come back financially. It may come another way. But if that's what you really need, that's what God going to open the door for. Yeah. And like I said, sometimes he'll send people to bless you financially. Then sometimes he'll tell you how to become financial. It depends on his will, not my will. I just have to be willing to have faith and to trust him. And to have discernment to know when God is moving. Because I don't want to move before him and I don't want to move after him. I want to move while he moves. Yeah. I looked over at Deuteronomy and I looked at chapter 1 and verse 11. And this is what it said over there. The Lord give of your fathers, make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised. That's favor. That's favor. I've heard Jerry talk about her mom and the scriptures that her mom used to use. The Lord God of your fathers. See, the Lord God of her mother makes her 1,000 times so many more as she are, as she is, I should say, singular, as she is, and bless you. He's blessed her as he has promised her. It's not always what we think it's going to be. But God gives not only according to need, but according to what you want. And sometimes it does not come in the way that you are expecting it to come. Sometimes I'm thinking, well, let me go to the mailbox and check it. Because I may have an unexpected blessing in the mailbox. Well, when I get to the box, I got bills. But I don't stop right there and give up because I didn't get the unexpected check. I got bills. I come on back and continue to do whatever it is I'm doing unto the Lord. On the phone, on the computer, wherever I'm at, trying to bless somebody, taking somebody to and from a doctor's appointment, whatever it is. And I might hear Cash App go off, cha-ching-ching. Ching. It didn't come in the mailbox. He used somebody through Cash App. Favor. We want that favor. That's what we after. The favor of Almighty God. And see, let me tell you, once you get used to having the favor of God, it'll cause you not to be over-concerned about bills and nothing else. You're just going on. Because everywhere you turn, something is happening good for you. And sometimes it's not that thing that we really, 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 really want right now. It's not that. It's some other things. But these things going to lead up to that thing that you really want eventually. If we can just hold out until tomorrow. Everything is going to be all right. If we can just hold out. If we can just wait on God. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. But Barbara, you don't understand. I've been waiting 5 years. Hold on. Keep waiting. It's got to come at a time when it's going to work for your good. It's got to come at a time that it won't return void back to the Lord. It's got to come at a time when he's designed. Because what he gives, he's going to give you more than you thought you wanted. That's what he does for me. He gives me more than I think I want. I want it this way, he bring it that way, but when I compare his way to my way, his way is the better way. And it won't add no sorrows. It won't make me cry. It won't make me regret it. None of that, because his way is the better way. Wisdom, favor, giving. Yeah. All of this comes from the Lord. And if we know him, and I want to say this, if he's done it for you before, he will do it again. He's able. He's capable. He's got the power. Yeah. If he fixed that once, he can fix it again. See, last month, it was the light bill. This month, it's the car payment. Next month, it's the mortgage, the rent. The next month, the job cutting the food. The next month, I don't even have a job. Yet he provides. Yet he provides. I seen a man get fired from the job. He wasn't laid off. He was fired. And he was a maintenance guy, and he could do good maintenance work and all kind of stuff. Had a truck. He could move people and make money. So once they fired him, he started going back to customers that had used him before to see if it was something more they could use him for to pay him. So he didn't skip, you know, finances in his house. I remember the time I would call and I wouldn't get an answer. But the need came. So now you calling me. I don't have to call you. You calling me. But I learned this, wait on the Lord, be of a good courage. He's going to strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. If God put that on your heart, go back and ask the customers that used you before. That's fine. Go ahead and do that. He got a mighty sweet way. But if you don't remember that or he says nothing about that, then you waiting on him. Tell him what you want and have the patience to wait on him. I promise you he's coming to take care of you. Lord, I'm sick. Heal my body. Lord, I'm lonely. Send me a companion. Lord, I don't feel like it today. Give me energy. Whatever we need, God will supply. Yeah. God will supply. The whole trip, my feet swole and swole and swole. I'm like, what in the devil? I know I'm a big girl and you're going to have big ankles, but this is ridiculous. Got home, took a nap, feet went down. I'm like, what in the world? See, because the enemy wanted me to think the trip wasn't a success, wasn't going to be a success. You're going to do this on the trip. You're going to feel like that. I felt just fine. Your blood pressure up. You got too much water in your body. I didn't have enough water. I got home and remembered, you got to drink more water, sister. I drank more water, took a nap, feet went down. Yeah, went and let all the water out, continually letting the water out, putting more in, letting water out, and the feet just went on down. So see, I was drinking coffee, tea, and whatever I wanted to drink. No soda, basically. Yeah. God have a mighty sweet way. We got to turn things over to him and let go. He's going to have his way if we stay with him. I can't help what it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like. Stay with him. He's coming and rescue you. Don't give up. Don't give up. Because whatever it is that you're going through is going to work together for your good. And many times God will allow us to go through things because of testimonies. Because of trials, and trials come to make us strong. Now, that next thing that's coming going to be a little tougher than the last thing. But see, you've learned something. I waited on him before. If I wait on him again, he's coming. I don't care how hard that trial is. You wait on God. Because he want to teach you something. The way down the line, it's going to help you real good. Had you not gone through this trial to learn this, way down the line, when the huge trial comes, you wouldn't be able to stand. But because you went through the smaller trial and got the lesson of it and know how God will move in a trial, now you can withstand this trial down the road. Oh, yeah, he's a good God. He's on our side today in spite of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Favor, wisdom, giving, it will bless us. Yeah, I've been telling myself, go clean these closets out and get this stuff out of here. Because what you got is stacked up in here for, if I don't use it in a year, it needs to go. If I don't use it in 6 months, it needs to go. I don't like clutter. I don't like pack ratting. I don't like all that. So it's got to go. Sometimes I look in the closet and I say, I just gave a bunch of stuff away. Where did this come from? Tags on it. And I know y'all heard of next door. Somebody next door said, well, this place, let's use Quigley House. Quigley House needs clothes. I'm like, that's what that was for. That wasn't for me. That was for Quigley. Let me put these over here in a box and run them on over to Quigley House. And when I get back, in a little while, here come the blessing. It may not be clothes. It may be something else. I may be thinking of eggplant in Publix or Walmart got them on sale. Well, I was buying one eggplant because it was too much for my budget. Now I can get me two. You see, God have a mighty sweet way of doing things. He's got all kind of ways we never even considered. We never even thought of this. But he want to favor us and bless us. Is what he wants to do. Listen, let's go to prayer. When we come back from prayer, we're going to one more song of the morning. And after the song, we're going to some scriptures. And we're still talking about Testify Friday, wisdom, favor, and giving. We're still talking about it. And I know it's some things that you want. I know it's some things you want right away. We're going to talk about all of that. Hallelujah. Because God have all power. All power is for us. All power is on our side. All power look beyond our fault and yet meet our needs. He don't need a reason or excuse to bless us. But like I said, we're so fleshly, we're so natural. Until he gives us reasons why he's doing it many times. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come before you this morning thanking you for another Friday morning, another week ending. Thank you for bringing us up into this present time. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us, what you're doing right now, and Father, what you're going to do, great and mighty things. You are on our side today in spite of us. Father, you're looking beyond us and yet blessing us. Your love for us calls you, Lord, to want to give us more and more. We thank you for your love this morning. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you today, Father, for your loving to give to us and supply whatever it is we need according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for your Son. He's still the word. We thank you, Lord, that you so loved us, you sent him to do what we could not. We're grateful unto you this morning. Appreciate you today, Father, and we love you. Thank you for all you've done. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Can't thank you enough. And Father, I bring every call and every listener before you this morning. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless every household represented here. Father, you know what your people desire. Many desire to have more. Many desire to take care of their families better, take care of themselves better. Lord, some stand in the need of money, finances, God. We come this morning asking that you would open doors and make ways unto them. And that, God, when you would bless them, they would be cheerful givers. Lord, that they would even give to the spreading of your good news, the gospel, the good news of your son, Jesus Christ. Move by your spirit for these your people today in the name of Jesus. Father, for some it's payday. We ask that you would increase the pay. Increase the paycheck. Multiply it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Money makes us happy and money makes us glad. Father, we want money, big, big money. Nobody's mad today but the devil. For God, you love us. Hallelujah. You loved us enough to let your son die for us. We know that you love us enough to open a financial door and give us more than we need in finances. Father, in the name of Jesus, and I ask this morning, every caller and every faithful listener today, oh God, that Father, you would let money overtake them, let money chase them, and them not chase money. In the name of Jesus, open doors again, oh God. Make ways for these your people. We're not just about prosperity. We're not just about what you can give unto us. But, Father, we want to give unto you praises. We want to give unto you preparation for your return. For your eyes are in every place. You're beholding the evil and the good today. You see the very intent of our hearts today. And, Father, we ask that you would move in a mighty way, all spiritually, financially, mentally today, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering our prayers. Oh, yeah, you're almighty God who have all power. Hallelujah. Jehovah, let's know how your power today. And we thank you for being on our side. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Bless our family and friends near and far. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, or danger today in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Father, those that are sick here, we ask that you would heal this morning. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. And Father, there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. And we press in this morning to touch your hem to be healed. And we ask today, Lord, that you would do it in the name of Jesus. Oh, we know that you heal all manner of sickness and disease. Do it for us today in the name of Jesus. Or raise your people up, Father, in healing. Hallelujah. Give us fresh new energy, spiritual energy, physical energy today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for us right now. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, remember those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military, children this morning, everywhere, oh God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, and help today. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people, Israel and Jerusalem, preachers everywhere, Father, preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people, loving them enough to teach them the truth in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Father, bless our brothers and sisters overseas. Open doors for them and make ways. Strengthen them, O God, in the faith. In the name of Jesus, move financially for them as well. They stand in the need this morning. Open doors, God. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out upon them our favor, God. Pour out upon them all where they don't have room enough to receive. They got to give away because they have so much. In the name of Jesus, bless this country, America, Father, and the leadership. Bless these United States of America. Father, and the leadership, have mercy, oh God. And Father, we bind up everything that's not like you or in our leadership. Father, if it's not you, we ask that you would cast it back to the pits of hell, rebuking the devourer for our sake in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that not our will, but your will be done in the leadership of this country in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. And Father, bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today. Bless your people. Open their spiritual ears so they can hear what you have to say to the church. And Father, let them put your word into action. Let them walk accordingly in the name of Jesus. But Father, we know that obedience is better than the sacrifice. God, when we obey, you're going to give us more. And we thank you this morning for more of your word, more of your spirit, more of obedience, more of instruction. We thank you this morning, more of our heart's desires. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, again, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, continue to bless Sherry. Continue to strengthen her today, oh God. Lord, let her walk like Norma again. Heal today, Father. She's standing in need of you. Bless Sister Simone this morning. And Lord, as she continue to go through, God, we ask that you would strengthen this woman in the name of Jesus. We thank you today. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, I ask this morning in the name of Jesus that you would bless Kay. Move by your spirit for baby Kay this morning. Lord, open every door to her. And Lord, we bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit coming her way. We bind up the spirit of anything thinking it may set her up with anything in the name of Jesus. Or do it for her, God. She's good to me. Move by your spirit, Lord. She blessed me, Lord. I'll move for her in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you today. Amen and hallelujah. Yes, somebody said, I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Hallelujah, because it is. it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, we thank him this morning. There's none like him. He's on our side. Even when we're not thinking of him per se, he's yet thinking of us. He's yet making ways. He's yet changing things around. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. We're going to play this quick one, and we're coming on back with our scriptures and talk about wisdom, favor, and giving today. Hallelujah.
You are an angel. Let God have his way. You are an angel. Check.
For your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let go and let God have his way. He just want to bless us. That's all he wants. He want to see that we're secure. He want to see that we're on the right track. He want to see that we're working unto him. He want to see that we know that we're in the earth, but we're not of the earth. See, he want to see that we know that he sent his son away to prepare a place for us, that one day where he is, we may be also. Yeah. He want to see us doing the things that please him, the things that he can accept. Because any and every old thing don't please God, and any and every old thing God just does not accept. Yeah. And listen, today it's some things we have to accept that God allows. He allows these things, so we must learn to accept them. Listen, if God is allowing this, he sent his son to suffer, to die for us. So whatever's coming your way, it won't destroy you. That's not why he allowed it. He allowed it because he's waiting on you to trust him. He's waiting on you to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. Let me tell you something. People run to the prophetess. They run to the prophets. They run to the pastor. They run to everybody. There's some woman, and she messed up, and people going to her. Ooh-wee. I said to myself, the blind leading the blind. After a while, everybody going to be in the ditch. But if you want something, go to God. If you want to know about something, go to God and trust him to give you the answer. He favored you this morning. You're his people. He made you for his pleasure. But there are things we go through in this life, and a lot of reasons we go through things is because there's work for us to do. But we don't see the work part because, again, we're so fleshly, we're so natural. We want to allow ourselves to become a spiritual people. But as you seek God and you ask God questions, he going to give you some understanding. I'm telling you, not only does he hear, but he will answer you. Now, he said, well, two or three, so yeah, we gather and we pray. The more, the merrier. But just like God hear me, I promise he hears you. Well, Barbara, listen, his eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. And sometimes we ask God things, we really don't want that answer. Because we already know some things, we just don't want to put it into practice. We thinking God going to bring another different answer. No, he's going to give you that same answer because this is what we have to do. And we have what I call die to our flesh. We die to the flesh and allow the Spirit of God to live. See, because of this, when we die to flesh and let God live, we're going to be better off. He's going to bring us into a better place. I was sharing yesterday this right here. I drove a 1998 Ford Contour for 9 years. I did not grumble. I did not complain. I was happy with it. I loved it. Gave many people a ride in the 1998 Ford Contour. 9 years. At the ending of 9 years, God moved for another better vehicle for me. He saw what I would do with the newer car because he saw what I did with the old one. But he saw the very intent of my heart. I wanted a brand new. I tear the paper off it myself. I picked it off the lot myself. Car. And I wasn't making enough money to pay for an SUV. If you looked at my finances and you looked at the truck payment, you would say, oh, no, honey, you're going to have to get something more used than what you already drive. But I believe God. I waited patiently another 2 years. And then he gave me the tear the paper off it yourself. Go to the car dealership and purchase. And go purchase without credit, without a down payment. That's what he did. I lived in the project in government housing for 7 years. Faithfully worked there, blessed whoever he would lead and guide me to bless, do what I could for the children, the women, anybody I could help. Young men, yeah, anybody I could be a blessing to. That's what I did. We'll stand in the parking lot and have church right there in the parking lot, right there by the parked car. And people would just come and stand around and listen because they was getting knowledge, spiritual knowledge. And I was talking in everyday language. If you didn't know the scriptures, you wouldn't have known I was speaking from the word of God. 7 years. I didn't grumble. I didn't complain. I mind my business. I helped whoever came to me for help. Or if I saw something that needed something and I could do it, I didn't even say that. I just went on and did it and was through. My name didn't have to be attached to it. Fed many children. At the end of them 7 years, God blessed me with a place to live. But I listen, he didn't do everything overnight for me. Some things I had to work until. And see, many times we'll go to that natural job faithfully. Every morning we're on time to punch that clock. And we'll work until they say the day has ended. Many times we have appointments in the evening and they'll come and say, can you stay an extra 2 hours? We don't tell them no, we keep working. But when it comes to God, the one who can bless you, way more than any paycheck can. We slack on that. That's for the preacher, we say. Yeah, that's for the pastor. You know, that's for the bishop. That's for the church folks. That's what we say. But it's for all of us. It's for each and every one of us. Because what we're doing, we're going to talk of his wondrous work. We're going to make known his deeds among the people. Because listen, if you love something, there should be signs of love. Yeah. Anybody love a man or a woman, there are going to be signs of that. Every time you turn around, flowers are coming or something is being done in their favor to show them I love you, and to show the world I love you. It used to be people had all this big wedding because they wanted people to know this is who I'm in love with and this is who was in love with me, and we invited all of y'all to come and see us come together in this holy matrimony. Come together as one unto the Lord. We got a preacher here, and he reciting vows, and we recite them back. We say yes to it. That show the world what's going on in your life. That show the world, I got somebody who loves me and I love somebody. Many times as women love a man, they go buy him a gift. Sometimes he didn't do right, they forgive him quick and act like he did. All kind of stuff. Love. L-O-V-E. So we should show the same kind of love and more unto Almighty God. He should get all our love. And looking at Psalms chapter 105, starting at verse 1, this is what it says. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Give him some thanksgiving. Give him some praise. He's more than worthy. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. See, today they don't want to use the name Jesus. They got other words they say, all kind of stuff other than the name Jesus. I believe in calling it what it is. He's the Son of God, and his name is Jesus. Jesus Christ is what they call him. Some just call him the Christ or Christ. I have many names for him because he's done many things for me. Hey, glory. He's done many things for me. So I want to give thanks unto him. I want to call on his name. I want to make known his deeds among the people. Everywhere I go, I want to talk about it. I want to sing unto him songs, sing psalms unto him. I want to talk of all his wondrous work. Talk of all this. You hear me give testimony after testimony, some of the same testimonies over and over again. You hear this because I want to talk of all his wondrous works. I want to glory in his holy name and yet pray that the heart of them that rejoice, that the heart of them that seek him will rejoice, in other words. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. We can't stop. Lord, I want a house. I want it to be four bedrooms, God, and all the bedrooms large. I want a big kitchen. I want a separate dining area. I want three bathrooms. God, give this to us. We don't stop seeking him. Lord, you've given me so much. I want to bless you today. I want to do your will today, God. I want to do whatever it is you're willing to use me to do to show the world that you're Almighty God. See, the seeking don't stop just there. And it's according to what we're seeking him for. I see so much new wave, new age stuff and how they done changed words and all this kind of, I don't know what it is. But we never stop seeking God. Seek his face evermore. Seek the Lord in his strength. Because I don't have enough. He gave me power now, but I don't have as much as he's got. See, he's got much more. And if I seek his strength, I'm going to be able to do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I'm going to be able to go in places that they said I couldn't go. I'm going to be able to become who they said I would never be. It don't matter where you've been. It does not matter where you come from. The matter of a fact is where you are and where you're going. Because where you are can determine where you're going. If you talk of his wondrous works, make known his deeds among the people. If you call on him, if you're giving thanks, if you won't forget him. And when he bless you, tell somebody. Hallelujah. And when you're going through praising in the midst of your storm, praise him in the midst of the storm. It allows him to see that no matter what, you for him. And you just was not for him because he could give you a house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. You was not just for him because he could open doors and make ways. He could give you what you want. That wasn't your reason for just being with him. Yeah. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going over now and look at Matthew's. Thank you, Jesus. We're looking at Matthew's, the 10th chapter and the 32nd verse. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. We give God glory. We give him honor and praise. But there's none like him. I'm telling you today. And then we'll seek him. Go ahead and ask him for what you want to ask him. Whatever it is you want to ask him. Lord, help me to understand this. Lord, I don't understand that. Lord, you said to wait on you. and to be of a good courage, you're going to strengthen my heart. You said I just need to wait on you. Can you show me how to wait? Lord, can you help me to wait? Can you show me how to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight? You're my strength and my redeemer. Ask him for what you want. Lord, I don't understand this. They doing this and that on the job. Lord, why is this going on? You can ask him. If a man like wisdom, let him ask of God that gives liberally and upbraideth not. He said, let him ask. For whatever you need to know, ask God. Have the patience to wait on him. He's going to deliver answer to you. 32 says this, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Now that's what he said. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. We got to tell people about him. And I'm going to tell you about me. Once I tell you about him and you don't believe, you say it's the white man's religion. I believe in Muhammad. I believe in Buddha or whoever it is you're believing in. Okay. Wrap the head of lettuce. Whoever it is. Okay. But I've done my job. I've done what he required me to do. I talked of his wondrous work. And I made known his deeds among the people. And it's up to the people to believe and to seek God further, investigate, research. It's up to you. But you got to have an open heart coming to God. And how that heart is open, it's like this. I come from somewhere. And babies are born. And you just begin to talk to him and tell him, I don't understand and I need your help. Some way, somehow, he's going to do you like he did Nicodemus. He's going to let you know you was born once in the natural. But you must be born again spiritual. And as you continue to seek him, he's going to show you how, when, where, and even why. But you got to seek him for answers. And you got to have an open heart to receive from him, because he deals in faith and he's a spirit. He's not a natural man like we are. Hallelujah. So Luke 32 said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Oh, we just read that one. I was going over to Luke. Well, how did I get back to Matthew? Y'all forgive me here. We're going over to Luke chapter 8 and verse 39. That's what we headed to now. Luke chapter 8 and verse 39. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I usually try to have them laid out if I can, but I had quite a few today. So this is what Luke 8 and 39 says. Now listen to this. Return to thine own house and show how great things God has done unto thee. Return to the... Now I'm going to tell you about this part right here. Those in the house that don't believe in God, those in the house that has chosen not to give God their all, many times they're not going to like that. Every time I turn around, that's all she in here talking about, God, God, God. Well, why we ain't got no noodles? Well, why we ain't got this? Listen, return to thine own house and show how great things God has done unto thee. It didn't say unto them. It said unto thee, you. Tell what he's done for you. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. How many times have you heard God say, well, go and tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. They go right out and tell it all. Why? If he ever done something great for you, you don't want to hold it in. You're just bursting at the seams to get it out. Because nobody know the magnitude of that thing but you. Nobody know what a great thing he did for you but you. Because nobody know just how much it meant for him to do this for you. And when he has done great things for you, you can't help but tell it. You can't help but talk about his goodness. You can't help but make known his deeds among the people. A lot of days I sit to the table, nobody in here but me and the angels and the Lord. And I sat there and I began to tell the angels how good he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, his majesty. I begin to just talk out in the house. Nobody here but me. The Lord is here, of course, and the angels. And I begin to just talk about his goodness. Lord, you did this for me today. Lord, you did that yesterday. I start thinking back, Lord, you brought me out of there. I didn't know how I was coming out, but you brought me out. You're a way maker. And you don't just make ways, you are the way. Father, you the truth. You the light. And I just begin to just talk on the goodness of him. He's worthy. What he's done is worthy of being talked about. The more testifying I do, the better I get. That's why God allowed a lot of things, a lot of work to come my way, a lot of cases to come my way. I love talking about it. I love lifting people up, encouraging people. Because sometimes what folk have gone through, it beat them down. They feel way down. They feel less than. And God will use my mouth to lift them up. Yes, he will. He'll use my mouth to bring them into a place to know, I love you. I allowed you to go through that for a testimony unto me. And sometimes it's not a testimony that we share with others. Sometimes it's a personal testimony that's just between me and my Father. Yeah. Sometimes it's just between us. I can't share this with you. It's none of your business. It's between me and God. But he gave me this. He did this for me that I can even testify to me that he did it for me. Many won't understand. Many won't. What they'll do is they'll use it against me. Girl, did you hear what she said happened to her? Girl, I didn't know she was doing that. See, so it's not for man. Well, it's for men, but not other men. It's for you. So we always want to talk about his goodness. We always want to make known his deeds among the people. I've never quite seen so many pastors like these pastors today. Yeah, it's a different kind of breed of pastoring to me. The pastor just don't do any and every old thing. That's not what the pastor does. He don't hang out in the club with the members. No, that's not what he... He don't make excuses and open a bar. And the scripture says, be of a sober mind. Drink wherein is not excess. And how many times have you heard of people leaving the bar drunk and dry? We don't take chances. We don't gamble. Not that we pastors. Church members shouldn't do it either, but if you want money from God, give. Give some money so he can give some back to you. We don't gamble. A friend told me yesterday, and let me tell y'all something. Your pocket will have holes. You go in to gamble, and your pocket will still have holes. The friend told me they went to the gambling house. I guess it's the casino. Gambled and won money twice, and they took their money and put it on the repair of a car, and you already got about 4 or 5 cars. You couldn't keep the money. You didn't get it right. You need to invest in the things of God. But guess what? A call on God right now, talking about yeah, this is why this and that, he this and that for me. I'm sure he did, because he shined on the just like he does the unjust. But see, you can call your blessing. And what I mean by call your blessing, you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're not taking a chance. Maybe it's going to bring me something, and maybe it won't, like the bird in the hand. See, we got the bird in the hand, and the bird in the hand is worth much more than 1,000 in the bush. Because you may or may not get one of them in the bush, but guess what? That one in your hand, you know you got it. And that's what we got with God. Well, I don't have no money, Barbara. Well, pray and ask the Lord to give you some seed money to plant. Pray and tell the Lord, Father, when you bless me financially, I'm going to give back to you. I haven't done it before this point. But Lord, now I see you love a cheerful giver. And Lord, if I give, you're going to give back to me. And Father, I need money. You supply need. He's going to open a door and make a way for you. It may not come the way you want it now. And sometimes it's not all that much that we want. He may not send you millions. But he will send you enough to do what you need to get done and more. He'll open a door. He will make a way for you. But we got to trust him. And we got to have wisdom. Pray and ask God for more favor. And if you don't think you have any favor, pray and ask God to favor you. And whatever you need to know, go to him and ask him. He will answer you. But when he answers, you got to receive his answer and walk with it. Stay with the answer. See, because James said, an unstable man is unstable in all his ways. Don't be a switch-swatch, back and forth, niche and match. Stay with what he said. That flesh going to show you some things. When you believe what the flesh say, then the enemy going to come in there too and boost it up. Now you done forgot what God said, and it's like you hanging on a limb and the devil shaking the tree. So we want to be stable in what he said. I promise you, if you ask him, he bringing an answer. So Suspender was telling me this. She said, I say, Lord, I love it. Was that you, God? Or was that me just thinking that? Because, see, she makes the calling and election sure. And you can even say that to him, Lord, is this me thinking this? Or, God, is this you speaking to me? I want to be sure, Lord. And he'll let you know that's me. Obey it and be blessed. He's got a mighty sweet way. But we got to believe for the impossible. Believe the impossible. Don't limit God. There's no limit. He's too big to limit. You can't even just set God in the middle of the whole world. He won't fit. He's bigger than the world. When I go in, and I know Louis going to love this one, when I go in and make a biscuit, I don't care how many biscuits I make, I'm bigger than each biscuit. I've baked the 25-pound ham before, done to the bone. It took me a while to bake it, baste it and all of that. But do you know when I took the ham out the oven, when I put it in and took it out, I was bigger than the ham. That's God in the world. He's bigger than the world. You can't put him in a box. You can't put limits on him. There is no limit. Look at Louis. I knew he would love it. He's bigger than anything we can imagine. All power, all my, do you know how much power that is? We couldn't even imagine how much power that is, because guess what we got? A tower for phones. We got electric lines. We got power plants. We got all kind of generators running, all this power. He's more than all of that, because he's bigger than all of that. These little light afflictions we going through, God just, he just look at it, because it's nothing. It's like a speck to him, if that. Because he's bigger than that, and he can fix all of that, but we got to go to him to get it fixed. We need his wisdom, we need his favor, and we need to be givers unto him. Don't give nowhere and you're not giving unto God. I don't care if you're giving the shirt off your back. Give it as given unto God. I don't care where you put money. Plant it as a seed. And I've learned this. And when I tell you it works, it works. I've learned to pay tithes and offering, and I've learned to plant seed. And they both bring back a harvest. I'm not saying it bring millions overnight. That's not what I'm saying. But every time you turn around, you have $2 or $3 in your checking account. You might have a quarter in your savings. You keep putting them 25 cents in that savings and see what it add up to. He's a God of much. And he will not owe you anything. And when you give to him, he's not going to owe you for giving. You didn't say you lended it to him. You gave it to him. He's not going to owe you for giving. He's got to give you something back. You can't beat him giving. You didn't know how the children's school money was going to come about. In these United States of America, we buy school clothes. Some places, they have uniforms. We yet got to buy the uniform, whether it be a skirt and a shirt, shorts and a shirt, pants and a shirt, we got to buy it. The parents, the school don't supply uniforms that I know of. Maybe some do, but I don't really know them kind of schools. Usually in the public school, you buy the uniform. God supply all of this for you. But we got to trust him and take our eyes off what we feel is the problem. Put our eyes on God. Seek him with our whole heart. And tell him, Lord, this going on today, but I believe it's your will. Lord, if this is not your will, Lord, change it. Or if you want me to change it, show me how. You got to talk to him. Man ought to always pray and not faint. See, when we don't get instructions from God, that's when we fall apart. We faint. We don't know what to do. This thing is taking over me. Why is that, Barbara? I haven't gotten instructions from the Lord. And sometimes we got to go back to that same word, the same scriptures, look like 50 times, 100 times. Keep going back to it until it get in you. Until it get in your heart. That Proverbs 3:5-7, that's all I got to quote. I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving right now for you. Somebody getting it right now. Yeah. Somebody's getting a blessing right now, right now. Hey, it's right now. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Lord. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you do. That was heavy. That was heavy. He lifting that burden. Hallelujah. As you decide to ask him, go ahead and ask him. Hallelujah today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. He want to bless us. I walked in that Proverbs 3:5-7. I can't even begin to tell you the number of years. I had to seek him with my whole heart and lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, I learned to acknowledge him. He directs paths. Even if I make a mistake, He corrects it because he knows the very intent of my heart. I wasn't intending to do that. Lord, I walked out there thinking it would be this way. I've leaned to my own understanding. I'm being wise in my own eyes. Help me to fear you and depart from evil. Lord, don't let me be wise in my own eyes. Don't let me lean to my natural understanding. Some things I know this would happen before, but God, it wasn't with you. It was what I did. But now I want it to be what you're doing for me. I need a house, Lord. I don't want to live with people. I want my own. I don't want to keep bumming rides off people. I can drive, Lord. I have a good driver's license. I want my own car. Lord, my children seem like they're becoming distant for me. Are you removing them for ministry's sake or what's going on with my children, God? I love them. You gave them to me. You put me the steward over them. I've done the best that I could. I wasn't always perfect because I didn't get a manual. I didn't get the manual until later on. But Lord, you know, I want my children to be in you and I want you to be in my children. I got this habit, God, and it just won't go away, and I want it to go. I don't know how to let it go. I need you to show me the way. He's able to do it if we will allow him. I told you about that eating. He would keep coming, and he still come. Do not eat that fried eggplant. Drink water. I override the spirit and go on and eat the eggplant. Now I'm feeling funny. I'm feeling sick. I told you not to eat the fried eggplant. Brush it some olive oil, a little salt and pepper on it, run it in the oven. And let it crisp. It'll come out tasting this. No, I don't want no baked eggplant. I want my eggplant in the grease. Now I'm feeling sick. Now I done gained some weight too. See, he'll tell us things, but we keep going back to it. And I'm sharing this because I know we do these things. I'm raising my right hand because I'm guilty. Do not get buttercream cake from Publix. You want to buy a whole cake? No, it's only you here. Get a slice and eat that slice over 7 days. One slice over 7 days. That means I'm cutting a little small. I'm cutting a little small. And you can skip a day or two from that. But we keep going back. The Lord said when Johnny call you or Cynthia call you or Ellen, whatever name is, do not answer the phone. Don't talk to them. Eventually they will get the message to go away. They don't love you. They don't care for you. They come to use you because they know you'll give to them. They know you'll do this for them. They know you'll, no, cut it off. End this. But that's my oldest son, Lord. But he keep doing crazy stuff. How long are you going to mourn for this boy? Look at Mike. And look at Jerry. We love that cake. Yes, I'm guilty. Sometimes that flesh or just seems like it's just so hard to say no. But we got to put it more in practice, saying no. We won't die from it. Look, you can eat a piece of fruit. And then your flesh will take you not satisfied. Well, I'm going to have to be. Because I'm not going back in that no sweet potato pie. I'm not going back in there at another piece of cheesecake. I'm not going to eat that Publix buttercream frosting. I'm not doing it. I'm having that one meal a day. That's what I told the Lord. Yesterday when I got home, I done went out. I done splurged. I done ate. Everything looked like I wanted under the sun. But it done made me the most excellent breakfast you can make. Now you're home.
Nobody's tempting you with food, Barbara. You tempting yourself. Stop. So what I decide, eat that lunch, drink you some water, and keep the water going. And if you just got to have something, eat before 5:30, 6 o'clock, and the rest of the night, drink water. Don't even go in there too much you're having coffee, because you're going to put extra cream in. See, he keep bringing me back, because he loved me. And he know the intent of my heart. He know I want to be healthy, but he know I'm struggling with what to eat, what I have to eat to be healthy. So he keep reminding me. He done put me this way on food. He done put me that. None of these seem to stick. So he bringing about a new thing. Because he loved me. And he don't want to hurt me. Yeah, he don't want to have to seal up my mouth where I can't eat. I got to eat through a tube. He don't want to do that to me. So he keep changing things around. Same thing with the children. I told you to let them go. I told you to put them out of your house. They in your house smoking weed. They get with their friends and in the backyard smoking mollies. Put them on away from that. You said you dedicated this house unto me. But you're letting in and everything go on up in here. They got to go. Get rid of the video games. Don't let them play them in your house. Life is no game. Let them take that time and do Bible study. And if they don't like it, open the door. Just open it up. And you're allowing them to know, if you don't want to do this in my house, here's the door. I'm not holding nobody hostage in here. Nobody's kidnapped over here. You don't have respect for my house, you got to go. Because as for me and my house, we're going to serve God. Somebody said, that's harsh. Ask my children about it. They'll tell you. She don't play the radio. When it comes to the things of God, she'll leave you on the curb. If God say put them out the car right here on the curb, you out of there. Because he's more real to me than you are. I love him. He's always there for me. You're not always going to be there for me. You coming against me because you disrespecting God and I can't have it. I can't let nothing separate me from his love. I was sharing yesterday. Listen. I can't be with this kind of food. They would get me fired off my job and I lose all my benefits. I work for God. And you're not coming over here on the job, hair raising and acting a fool. And I go for that. Now I done lost my job and I done lost my benefits. I need these benefits. They're like no other benefits. I can go for a loan and don't have the right credit. They said, well, we ain't looking at your credit. We looking at your paycheck. You get one every week. You get one every 2 weeks. And it appears you're able to pay this loan back. I'm going to let you have a loan. But I do all of this stuff. I done lost my benefits. Now they're saying you ain't got the credit nor the income. The favor of God is gone because I chose man over God. I chose children over God. I chose what mom and dad are going to think and say over God, no sir and no ma'am. He's the one that not only destroyed the body, but he can destroy the soul, both of them. I can't be a minister that do all kind of things. And thank God is pleased. And see, I said this to myself. Somebody wasn't taught something. Something is missing. And you doing this, you say you the pastor, but you're not. You may be a praise team leader. You may be an encourager, but you're not a pastor. Because you weren't properly taught. Listen, without God, we can do nothing. And I'm looking at these people saying all this stuff but doing something else. You can't stop yourself from doing nothing. Go to God. Ask him to take it from you. Ask him to help you overcome it. That's what I have to do about this overeating thing and eating the wrong stuff. Because when I was younger, I would tell myself, Barbara, you're not going to eat that. You're going to have a cup of yogurt in the morning, strawberry or banana or whatever you want, going on to work, and for lunch you might drink a cup of coffee. By the time you get home, you heating up dinner for the children, you don't even feel like eating. So you get a bottle of water and sit in the chair and look at TV while they finish cleaning up and mopping the kitchen up and all of that. Young, food wasn't on my mind. The more I began to cook, learn to cook better, the more I like what I was tasting, now I'm addicted to groceries. I'm addicted to food. Went to the scripture that says about the belly and food. Went several times, but keep going back at the cheesecake. Keep making the homemade sour cream pound, the 7-Up and all this stuff, red velvets and all this foolishness. Keep making. One day, Sister Rawls called me and said, Barbara, can you make me a 7-Up pound? I said, yeah. Now, what did my flesh tell me? Make one for her and one for you. When I took the cake to her, she called me. So, ooh, that cake sure was good, Barbara. You showed out with that one. I thought to myself, I know how it tastes because I left one here for me. Should have made her that cake when I got there. Sister Rawls, can I have one slice? And not a big slice, because over 7 days I'm going to eat it. Yeah, we can have things, but in moderation. See, I don't want no moderation when it comes to the eggplant. I just want to eat me a half a fried, sliced up, battered up eggplant. That's not right. That won't help me. It'll give you, eat all that fried stuff and give you a fatty liver. Yes, it will. Cholesterol through the roof. Yeah. Ice cream, too, now, because ice cream have oil in it. We thinking it's cream, it's oil. I'm just telling you the truth. But on many different things, even forgiveness, we got to go to God. You won't just forgive somebody. You say you're so in love with him, he done did this, she done did that, I just forgave him. No, you didn't, because as soon as they do one more thing, it's not even similar to what they did the first time. You mad as anything. You so mad until you're not speaking. That's because you haven't forgave them from the first time, the second time, the third time. When you forgive, you forget. I forgave them. I'm telling you, I got some folk did me dirty. They weren't trying to catch me riding dirty. They did me dirty. I forgave them and forgot it. Went back, it happened again. I was like, oh, wait. I forgave them and forgot it. I forgave them and forgot it until I went on. And then the Lord said, well, don't go back over there no more. Don't deal with them no more. You forgiven and forgetting. And when you go back over there, it's the same thing because they don't have nothing new for you. So you got something new for them, but they don't have anything new for you. You thinking each time you go, it's going to be different because you done did me so bad and I'm back again and I'm full of love. But no, it won't be no difference on their end. I can love you without dealing with you. I can forgive you and forget it without dealing with you. He didn't tell me I had to forgive, forget, and still deal with you. That's not what he said I had to do. Because if it's going to cause me to sin, I got to give it up. I don't care who it is, grandmama, mama, dad, whoever, I got to let you go. I'd rather go to heaven without a child. I'd rather go to heaven without a mom and dad. I'd rather go to heaven without friends. I'd rather go to heaven without a job than go to hell with all of it. And if he said, turn it loose, You letting it go for a great purpose. You are the purpose, and you mean something to God. He so loved you. You're not to be abused and used and all of that stuff. And people that's treating you that way, they really don't have God in their heart. Oh, I know they said they were saved. But there's a difference in church folks and God folks. You got folks in church every Sunday living like hell. They're not honoring the word. They live like they want it. When they get to church, they live like the church. If it's such a thing. But we're going to God, seeking him on everything. Things you want to know, seek God. Cut that middleman out of there. Get it straight from the horse's mouth. You know you got it right. If God gave it to you, you got it right. This is what Spinner told. Spinner said, listen. Ooh-wee. In other words, I appreciate you, Sister Barbara. I love you as a sister. If there's anything you need and I can do it, I don't mind doing it for you. I believe God sent you. I believe God has used you for me. You have been a blessing to me. But I went to God, and I told him no more. Am I looking for anybody to give me a word from him? I went to him for myself, and he done answered me, and I told him this. If you give me a word, it's on you, God, because I didn't go looking for one. Oh, but I said, oh, she done grown up. That thing tickled me real good, too. I couldn't let her know. I was laughing. But I said, oh, look at here. Ooh-wee, Spinner coming up. See, because where I was yesterday, I shouldn't be there today. Where I was last Friday in God, I shouldn't be in that same spot today. I should have moved on. I got a little more faith. I got a little more trust in him. I want a little more Jesus. But we got to stop ourselves. Because see, TV keep us busy. And when I can, I want to watch me some TV. I want to watch me some movies. When it's not time for all of that, I want to seek God. I want to get in his word. And sometimes, not sometimes, I got to be honest. When I get in them New Testament scriptures, it's better than TV. Yeah. Paul going from place to place. He's sitting down in prison in the dungeon. It's damp down there, dark down there, but he got him a little candlelight, and he writing letters over to Ephesus and Galatia. Oh, look at here now. Timothy come on the scene and come and visit him. And when he get them talking to Timothy, Timothy ask him, is there anything he need? He said, well, look here, bring me that cloak. I left my cloak. It get cool down here and it's damp. Just bring my cloak. Huh? Read these things. And look, let me tell you where I be at. I be sitting by the door of the prison cell and Paul writing. I'm sitting by the door. Ah, yeah. Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm sitting by the door, and he talking to Timothy, because Timothy doesn't come visit him. Huh? I seen Priscilla and Aquila leave the marketplace. They walking together, because they going to prepare for tonight's church service, I will call it. Yeah. They going to sing loud over there, sing praises unto Almighty God. Oh, it's so much in that. Yeah. You see, that word is better than a movie. Because, see, the movie may be real, and it's not real because it's based on a true story. But everything is not going down like it went down because they got characters. They got new people in there. It's not the original people that it happened to. But see, when you in the word, this is who it happened to. Huh? This is who it happened to. Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Them boys wrote it according to how it was. According to how themselves saw it. We just got to loosen up and give God more. Because when you give him more, he's going to give you more. Did you hear me say obedience is better than sacrifice? Obedience. Look, I can keep my tithes and offering. Do you know God will still bless me if I obey him? Huh? If I encourage somebody, I explain a scripture to somebody, I give whoever he's sent a ride to and from. Do you know God will still bless me? Look at the world. Some of them people in the world don't pay no tithes and offering and got way more than I got. But if you obey God, he will bless you to have tithes and offering. He will bless you to have seeds to plant. He said, if you pay them tithes and offering, he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You don't have room enough to receive one of them tithes. If you pay them, he's going to bless you. If you don't have money to plant seeds, he asked for it. He said he gives seed to the sower. And once you release that money, bam. Let me tell you, I planted my seed yesterday because I kept holding on. And knowing the quicker you release the seed in the ground, the quicker it can grow and come back. I released that seed yesterday. Here come a harvest off of it. More than I gave in the seed offering. He loves a cheerful giver. We sit back and think, well, I don't have a $5. Plant it so you can get 25 more. Plant five of that. Now the next go round, you got 100. You don't ask for much. Plant 10 of that and see what you get. Mess around and plant 20. As you keep planting in the ground, more going to keep coming, growing back to you. I'm a living witness. But you got to plant it in good soil where the soil is rich and fertilized. Plant it in a place where the truth is being taught and you believe you're learning the truth of God. Go to God about it too. Lord, am I learning from you on Jesus in the morning? Lord, are you speaking and teaching over there? I don't want to have a form of godliness. I don't want to think I'm right. Show me the way. Lead and guide me in the right path, not for my name's sake, but for your name's sake, and so that I can come up in you. I need wisdom. I need your favor. I want to be a giver. I need to be a giver. These are needs I'm requiring, God. Do it for me. Things going to start changing, even at your house. Things will start changing in your home. Yes. When I tell you he loves us, he loves us. It's no joke. If he didn't love me, I would have been dead and gone. I would have been dead and done been buried. You hear me? I'm telling you. But he loved me today. And I shall live and not die to declare the works of Almighty God. Not my work. My works would be selling coffee mugs and t-shirts or selling pies or something. But I got to declare his work. I got to do what not only he called me for, but he's chosen for before I entered my mother's womb, before I knew me. He knew me. He didn't wake up one day. Good morning, Apostle. God bless you. He didn't wake up one morning and say, look here. I'm going to make Barbara, and after I make her, then I'm going to decide what I'm going to do with her. God is not like us. See, I step out and do some stuff before I think about, you know, the ins and outs of it. He's not that way. He always have a purpose and a plan. He's very intelligent, very smart, very wise. He's the wisest you'll ever see. There's nobody wiser than him. He gives wisdom. Nobody gave wisdom to him. He gives wisdom. So he said, all right, here come Barbara. This is what I'm going to do with her. I'm going to do this, this, and that. I'm going to give her this kind of heart. And I'm going to let her mind be here and there. And I'm going to do this and that through her. And on this date, she going to do this. And on that date, I'm going to do that. Yeah, that's how he wrote. That's the ways of God. Pre-planning. He don't just do stuff. That's us. We do stuff. Lead a cheesecake. Sister Spinner making strawberry cheesecakes. I'm not going to make a cheesecake. I'm just going to have a cheesecake for the public. Lead a cheesecake. Don't even get a slice of that. Well, I'm going to just fry me some chicken wings and eat a little bit of ranch dressing. No, no, no. No fried chicken wings, and if you bake them, no ranch dressing. Lord, I said I'm going to just eat a little, no ranch dressing. And guess what he do? He forgive me for that because guess what? He already knew. It wasn't no surprise to him. It was not a surprise to him that I was going to want chicken wings fried with ranch dressing and mix a little hot sauce in the ranch dressing. Huh? Louisiana hot sauce. Yeah, he already know. Yes, Lord, he already know. He'll lead and guide us if we want to be. Hallelujah. Good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you this morning. I got your text. Oh, you just all of that in a bag of chips. I see you, Brother Frank. You know, God is good to us. God is good to us. He make ways where we don't see no way. He's on our side today. But again, we got to seek him. We got to go to him with our whole heart. We got to ask him. I used to say, don't ask God questions. And it was like he tapped me on the shoulder and said, why not? Nobody else have the answer but me. Who they going to ask if they don't ask me? Who giving them the answer to that? In a natural world, who would give them a spiritual answer but a spiritual God? I stopped all of that. Then he come back, if any man like wisdom, let him ask of me. I'm going to give it freely. And I won't take it out of him. I'll leave him with the wisdom. But we got to go to him more, saints. I'm telling you the truth. We got to go to God more. We got to ask him more questions. We got to get more understanding. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You know, I don't even have to go to the internet to research things. Certain things I go and look for, but certain things I don't have to go. I said, Lord, where is so-and-so-and-so? Lord, what is so-and-so-and-so? Here come the answer. And sometimes I can check the answer against what's on Google, and it blow my mind almost. I'm like, why in the world would I even compare? But Lord, this blessed me today. This grew me in faith. This grew me to trust you more. And Father, I thank you. Yeah, he will answer back. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. But we got to stop following the strangers in order to know that the shepherd is speaking. See, if I'm following all these strangers, I'm not going to know when the shepherd's speaking. I've been hearing all these other voices. But if I stay with the shepherd, I'm going to know when he speaks. Now, if he send me to hear another voice, that he speak another person that he's speaking through, that's yet his voice. And a stranger we would not follow. We want to follow the ways of God. We want to do the things of God. In this hour, the world needs to see God. I'm telling you the truth. They done saw the prosperity. They done saw all of this stuff out here. But when are they going to see Jesus? The only way they're going to see him is through us. But we acting like they act. We looking like they look. We doing what they do. We think, let me tell you something. And it have angered me. But God is a help in the present time of me. I have seen men get at a gathering with his wife and talk about his wife to the people at the gathering that his wife don't work. And she's sitting over there looking embarrassing about not working. That have angered me. Because I'm that kind that'll stand up in the gathering and say, well, it's like this, brother. If you couldn't afford a wife, you never should have asked for one. If you couldn't afford a wife, you never should have got one. And so evidently you found a good thing, but you're not obtaining favor with the Lord because you don't love your wife as you love yourself, and you're not going to God for what you need. You're trying to get it out your wife. She can't give you what only God can. God will make you the real head and not the tail, brother. He would have been 38 hot with me in his flesh. Because I was squeezing that word to him. You know how you get a high, powerful water hose, and that water is powerful coming. I would have been putting that word to him like that. And still loving. But how you going to get a wife, your wife, that good thing that God gave to you in a crowd of people and talking about she's not working? See, that's a sign of a fool. Now, he may be the man of God, but he done left God somewhere and picked up his flesh. He done left God somewhere and picked up his flesh. No real man want his wife on nobody's job. Is other men working there, supervisor men working there? You don't want your wife around nobody else that can offer her more than you've given her. And even if you've given her more than they can, you still don't want your wife holding conversations, being in the presence of other men too long, because the devil can get busy. If you love this wife like you love yourself, come out, my wife ain't working. Get a job. Get another job. And another job, and take care of your wife. She get the car and go shopping. You ain't even asking her what she's spending. This your wife. How many have said, I want my kids to have more than me? Why don't you say that about your husband or your wife? I want him to have more than me. I'm working to help my husband. He's a good provider, but when I do this, he can get some things out the deal. He can get that boat he want to go fishing in with his friends. Or me and him go fishing in the boat. He said he always wanted to take his dad on a special fishing trip. I done bought the boat for him. I remember one year, Sion had bought Buddy this special grill. He didn't know it was coming and everything, and she had told me all about it. And when he got it, and was opening it up and all that kind of stuff and had put it together. Looked like overnight she showed me the picture. He went on and put that grill together. You know your husband liked the grill. He liked the cookout. He can cook and people brag on his food. So you giving him what makes it easier and happier to make what he liked to do. It's not just about the wife. It's about the husband too. But you don't get your husband or wife in a crowd of people and downplay them and say things that's hurting about them. And now you want me to ride home with you and act like I love you. I can't even act it right now. I can't even act like I love you. What I got to do is just be quiet all the way home and pray that I don't reach over there and tap you side your head. Are you crazy? You know that was hurting to me, right? You the man. And if you really wanted me to get a job, why didn't you come and talk to me? Matter of fact, I've been looking for a job. I got an interview. I just hadn't said nothing. I wanted to surprise you. Or whatever the case may be. But it would make me angry you do me like that. Oh, she don't cook in a crowd of people. Me and you, we're one. So if I'm not cooking, that means you're not cooking either. Or what's wrong with you cooking and bringing me a plate? Or we come to the table. We don't think sometimes. And we do some foolish things. This is why we can't lean to our own understanding. We can't be wise in our own eyes. Not only do we fear the Lord and depart from evil, but we don't want this stuff. We don't want to be that. We want God to lead us all the way from earth to heaven. All lead me. And Lord, help me to follow. Because sometimes the flesh is stubborn. And sometimes the flesh don't take time to follow, to find out if this is God speaking or is this my flesh moving. We just keep doing it. But help us today to trust you. Help us to be led by you. Give us wisdom, Lord. Give us favor. And help us to become cheerful givers. And Lord, most of all, help us to talk of your wondrous works and make known your deeds among the people. Not when it's our time to get up. Not when it's Easter Sunday and we got our nice suits and things on and we want them to see the big hat and thing. No. Not when the church packed out. I want to get up on Wednesday night because ain't that many people in Bible study. I want to do it on Sunday. It's more people. No, I want to do it every day. One-on-one, if necessary. If it's two, whatever you send my way and whatever you send me its way, I want to talk of your wondrous works, make known your deeds among the people. It's working time. It's praying time and working time. These United States of America and the world need to see that there are people of God who's willing to stand up for him. We're not ashamed of the gospel. Because if we deny God in front of man, he will deny us. Jesus will deny us in front of his Father. He already told us this. When we look at Matthew 10:32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Look what he went on and said. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Then he go on and tell us what it's going to be. The mothers against daughters, fathers against sons, all this stuff. That's why you put them out your house. Oh, you tough, Sister Barbara. Oh, that's just hurting. Now, I got to do what God says. I got to give you up. I'd rather go to heaven without a son than go to hell with five boys. Uh-uh. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not beholden to nothing but Jesus today. He made me that way. He set everything up. I went through things. He showed me things. He taught me things. He allowed things to come so that I could be this way. Because this is the way I need to be so I can go back with him when he comes so that I can serve him. So that I can obey him. I love my granddaughter. God removed her. I said, Lord, she was going to be a hindrance later. He removed her. Guess what I did? Except, not that I still don't love her, but I accept. Not that I don't miss her, but I accept. Not that I don't want to see her right now, but I accept what God allows. I'm better off, huh? Anyway, I had to face the facts and not stray. I had to turn my faith loose. He brought me out with the proof. I didn't even have to ask why. I just had to accept what Almighty God allows. Yeah, you just can't keep bringing me down. You can't keep spending my money in the courtroom on lawyers. I can't keep putting my house up for you to get out on bond. I can't keep doing it. I just can't keep letting you come and get my money and you never bring it back. You're over 21. I just can't keep being there for you like this. I'm praying for you. And if you obey what I share with you, you won't have to depend on me because you're too busy depending on God. When your birthday come, I'm able to give you a big birthday gift because you didn't get it in bits and pieces all year long from me. Daughters and sons. I know some people love their children to the death. And if the child wrong, you better not say nothing about their wrong children. They'll cut your head off. But you'll see them suffering. You'll see them go through some things. Why? You couldn't turn them loose when God said turn them loose. You didn't even hear him say turn them loose because you're holding on to them so tight. Same thing with people with money. Some people got $2 over the rent money. They hold on to the money so tight. George Washington on the dollar bill, he be crying because you done squeezed them so tight. I done heard him say, everything I got, God gave it to me. But ask him for something and see what happens. Ask him and see if they're going to give you some of God's stuff. The one who can replace what they gave to you. A buddy told me this while, buddy said, look, enjoy yourself. Act like you're home. This is a house. We live in the house. We live in this. This ain't all that pampered and all of that. Just go on and live in here. Yeah, he got the right idea. Because we put too much stock in stuff and things. And not enough stock in stuff in spiritual things where it count the most. He's a spiritual God. Spiritual things move him. Because that's a part of him. When I pray from a sincere heart, it moves him. Because he taught us. Whatever we're going to do, it's got to be from a sincere heart with him. He don't play no games. He don't want no lip service. We've given him lip service for too many years. He wants your lips and your heart to line up together. Because then he know you're telling the truth. Your lips saying one thing and your heart doing another. No, that don't line up. Because he sees the very intent of our hearts. I know we don't think he see it because, you know, we don't see him looking and all. But he sees the very intent of our heart. He know our every motive. He know it. So we want to gird up today. And what I mean by that, we want to get our all and get in the word of God. We want to get our all and get in prayer. Seeking God. Lord, I sure would like to have my own business, Lord. I know I can do it, God. I can do all things through your son, Jesus Christ, that strengthened me. But, Lord, I need the money. I need some money and more favor in that area. Lord, I want to open a boutique. Whatever you want to do, go to him. Go to him. Have you not heard me say the earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein? And let me tell you something else again, saints, believers. The wicked is storing up for the righteous. Some of that stuff the wicked got, they're going to turn it loose to you. Everything is already set up. You're just going to go in and carry it on up to the top, taking God every step of the way. You're not going to make a move unless you pray. You're going to acknowledge him in your business and all your ways. He's going to direct your path. You'll never go under. Yeah, God's not against us having a business. He's not against us working because he said a man don't work shouldn't eat. And we need to be teaching our children these practices. Some of them grown, you still can teach a grown. Hey, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. The devil is a fool and a liar. I was older, but I learned some stuff. I was in my early 50s when I went back to the university. I learned some stuff. Yeah. So we're going to take it to the Lord and leave it there. We're praying for wisdom, favor, and giving. Because we want God to use us
to give to others. We want something that we can be a blessing when others are in dire straits. We can be a blessing. God is faithful. And I want us all to have much, all of us, to have plenty. We all have plenty. I'm calling Apostle Boat right. Hey, could you use $25,000? And she said, well, right now I kind of got everything under control. I really don't have nowhere to put that. But have you called Sister Jerry or Dot and see if they can use it? I'm talking about money. This is what we doing with money. Because we obeying God. We're in a place with him where we're not chasing money. Money chasing us. I said, well, let me call Dot. Call Dot. She said, well, no, I can't use it right now. I just got $100,000. I was in need of 10, but I got 100, and I got to find somebody who could use the rest of this money. But look, call Sion and Buddy and see if they can use it over there. This is what I'm talking. I know God can do it. Ain't nobody telling me nothing. But when we all get together, we're going to put the devil on the run. We're going to obey God and come up in him. We're going to have 100 acres, houses, and all this stuff we want. You might start your own housing development where you are and have believers to come stay there. And they only pay for what it costs to build a house. No interest, all this other crazy stuff. You farming over there. Yeah. Somebody shipped me a crate of okra. I didn't plant none. But I need some okra over here. Drive it to me. Hey, get one of them to put it in the truck and you get in the truck with it and drive it on up here to me. It only take you about a half a day. You can go back tomorrow. Go see why we there. We're going to fellowship. Why we there, praying going to go on. Why we there, the word is going to be spread. See, we leave God. We're worldly stuff. We leave God for the natural. But we must stay in the spirit. Listen here. God wants to bless us. And I said, Lord, I hear this. Wisdom, favor, and giving. I hear this for me. I know it to be the truth, but Lord, I'm going to bring it to your people. Because I want them to be blessed too. I can't get nothing I don't want it for you. That's why people say, oh, you tell all your business. No, I don't. That ain't even a half of it. Here. That's not even a fourth of it. I know God for myself. And I tell him that. I said, Lord, I'm so thankful I know you for myself. Ooh-wee. I know to ask for what I want. I know to ask for what I don't understand. I know to trust him. I know to lean not to my own understanding. I know not to be wise in my own eyes. He directs the path. And even if I move out there and I'm not sure that's him, he'll stop it if it's not him. Sometimes he'll let it go on and then turn back around and fix it. Huh? He knows the very intent of our heart. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to one more song of the morning. And I saw the song, y'all. I had it right there. Okay, and when we come back, the studio is open. If there's someone have something they would like to say this morning, please feel free to press that number one and come in. I see you down there, 6852. God bless you this morning, honey bunny, sugarfoot, pudding pie, pig's toe. God bless you this morning.
You keep me in perfect peace.
You keep me in perfect.
inspiring and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said he would deliver us, and we got to believe it. We got to believe it. Lord, deliver me from overeating, eating unhealthy. Lord, deliver me from these people that you want me to let go, but I keep holding on to. Lord, deliver me from being selfish. Lord, deliver me from being ignorant, for lack of knowledge, when you've given me the door that I can have all I need. Deliver me, Lord, from not applying your favor, for not asking you for favor, for not giving where I could give. I know these people stand in need. And Lord, if I don't give them but a dollar, Lord, help me to give. You love a cheerful giver. And when, if that's what makes me happy just to give a dollar, let me be glad in giving a dollar. If $10 hurt my feelings, as the brother said, he told me to give $500. And while I'm writing a check, I'm crying. And I call it watered my seed because he didn't want to give $500. So if you don't want to give $500, give what you want to give and be happy about it. But if you give the $500 that God told you to give, that means he's giving you double for your trouble and sometimes more. He'll give you 100-fold back on $500, a dollar, $10. Be a cheerful giver. And it's all right in Jesus' name. And we're not giving because somebody wants your money. I'm giving to spread the gospel. I'm giving because he said to give. And see, the prosperity people and all these people made it so you don't give. We know the devil get in there. I've seen cases where they're giving money to ministry and the pastor smoking crack with the money. The pastor taking the people money and instead of serving the community, he buying his wife special gifts that she don't even need or deserve. But you pray over your money. You plant a seed. You pray over your seed and tell God what you want your seed to bring back to you. We don't just give in and everywhere now. We don't just do that. We want to be led, Spirit of God, in our giving. And if you got him, you got his spirit living inside of you. Folks don't like to hear the Holy Ghost. They don't like them words. I guess it make them appear not to be educated in this new world, you know, way. Call me what you want. I want to stand up and let the world know Jesus still lives. God is still in existence. You may not believe it, but here's the proof. I'm right here in your face. I'm standing up with his word because I'm standing on a solid foundation. I'm standing on a rock. It won't give. You can't bust it up with a pipe. It won't do nothing but stand. And after I'm standing, I'm going to stand on his word some more. That's what it takes in this hour. If we haven't opened our eyes and see what's going on, something wrong with us. If we think the world is still the same and everything and everybody is still the same, I say we got some aliens here. These can't be human beings, not acting the way that they act. God used people to give to people. All on LinkedIn, different places, Facebook, I see where somebody went and helped somebody. That just makes my day. People giving to people. Buddy and I and CM was talking about it. I see people giving more to dogs and cats and animals than they ever would give to people. How can you be humanly sane doing that? A woman, a man, a boy, a girl is much more than a dog. I'm not saying don't treat your dog or your animals right, but I'm not going to put no dog before a brother or sister in Christ. I'm not going to go and buy 200 pounds of dog food when I can go over here and give these people a 20-some dollars worth of chicken and thing, and they can eat. A whole bunch of them can eat. Yeah. I love my dog. I know you do, and that's all you love. And you don't have God, for God is love. That's what his word said. I didn't say it. Just like you can love that dog, you can love people. You may have to pray to do it. But anything we need, we're asking God for it.
Lord, I don't know how to love people no more. People done did so much crazy stuff. I don't know if I'm loving people, Lord, but I do love little Win 1010. Help me to love people more in the name of Jesus. God will do it. Ask him to stir you up in him, in his ways. Just stir me up in this, God. Let me go back to you wholeheartedly and not take on all this new stuff and all this stuff been added. And you say don't add nothing. They done took away stuff. You say don't take nothing away. Help me to be in you and you in me. I don't want to be the world. I want to be in the world, but not of the world. I want to be godly. Yeah. And it's already all right. In Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. Had a wonderful time, Brother Frank, in Orlando. Went over to Sion's and Buddy's. Brother Frank. Buddy went in and showed out with the breakfast. Ackee and codfish. Had egg and thing in that, Brother Frank. A green banana and a yam. I licked the plate, Brother Frank. Almost licked the plate. Yeah, I was treated royally down there. Oh, yeah, Dr. Amanda was over there. She treated me real sweet. Yeah, she don't even know me like they know me. They know I'm crazy. They know I'm the nutty barber. But Amanda accepted me, too, for who I was and just went right on with the program. Got to meet a cousin, Brother Frank, and another lady over there, and I was blessed. I was blessed. I had been wanting to meet a cousin, Coretta. Yeah, sweet woman, sweet spirit, strictly about God business. You know, I like them kind. And, she blessed me at the table right quick, blessed me at the table. Woo! I was just excited. I feel the spirit moving. So I'm thankful unto him this morning for all he has done. And I need a vacation from the vacation now. I feel like, you know, I could really get me some rest. You know, but God got it all in control. I got Saturday and Sunday coming up, and I'll do what I got to do, and it's all right. All right, Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Wait a minute. Good morning, Sister Jerry. How are you? God bless you today.
Oh, good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I can't complain.
I'm glad to have you back. Glad to hear all was well and you had an exciting time, because that's the way God does it. That's just how he does it.
Amen.
That's just how God does it. He makes it. He makes ways out of no ways.
Yes.
Yes, he does. Oh, yes. You know, I was sitting here listening to all the knowledge you were pouring into us this morning. I'm thankful to God. I asked God this morning, God, please help me with that ice cream. I've partially given up the cake. You know, I get one little bite instead of a whole slice. But now I've got on another journey of eating the ice cream pops. I said, okay, God, I'm going from bad to worse. So I tried to buy some ice cream in my grocery, and it says I was over the limit. Cut back this amount. Well, that means I had to cut back on ice cream. I said, thank you, Jesus, for speaking to a hard-headed child. Thank you, Lord. I'm like you, Barbara. I promise God, since I don't eat properly, I would eat one salad a day, one big carb salad a day. I am doing wonderful with that. Praise to God. And it's Testimony Friday. I haven't been good all my life. I haven't been holy all my life. I have done some things, and people may say, well, Jerry, that's happening to you because you deserve it. You were this and you were that. But see, that's people. God said, this is happening because what you thought should be is not what my plans were for you, baby. I'm the only one know the plans that I have for your life. I'm that one that had plans for your life. I've asked you over and over and over again to let XYZ out of your circle. You let them out, you let them back in. You let them out, you let them back in. So I had to show you some things so you would know that XYZ is not the person for you. I know you think you want XYZ, but I want you to look back on all the goodness I have done for you. Goodness does not neglect you. Goodness does not try and control you. Goodness does not say it's morning when goodness knows it's dark. Goodness will be honest with you. Goodness will bless you out of pure love. So, Lord, I tell you, thank you this morning that those bridges I keep trying to go back across, old things have to pass away. The old has to pass away so God can let the newness in. Thank you, God. When I was a child, I thought as a child, I did as a child. But now I am grown and a senior citizen, and I still got a child mentality. No. Old things must pass away. You must be willing to seek ye Lord first, so all will be added unto you. Do not seek man, because I've told you over and over, Jerry, man will lie, steal, and deceive you. Ask me, Jerry, anything. When I was growing up, my mama used to say, don't question God. You're not supposed to question God. But then I hear God say, ask me anything, and I'll make you wise. Not in your own eyes, but I'll make you wise in the spirit, where you will see truth and you'll want to live it. Jerry, delight yourself in me, and only I can give you the desires of your heart. You can try to dibble and get it and get it and get it wrong. Be still and know that I'm God. For I am God all by myself. I don't need you to come in here and pour some more sugar in that cake, because I know you love sugar. So you pour more than needed. I can show you one teaspoon of sugar. It's just as great as that whole 5-pound bag you're pouring in there. Too much sugar is not good for you. So, Lord, today I thank you. I thank you that I can't go back to being 20. I can't go back to being 30. I cannot go back to being 40. I should not want to go back to being 12. But all I can do, Lord, is lean on your everlasting arm. Make me wiser in decision-making, that I don't become a fool by running down my own crazy path. I am not who I used to be. But Lord knows I got a long ways to go to where you need me to be. Help me to give you knowledge. Acknowledgement that you're God all by yourself. Help me not to cherish and run after something more than that person loved me. For today, I am in Christ, and he's been good to me. He protected me from a lot of my foolish ways. I went through a shock. I found out a certain friend of mine was dead. And I'm like, oh, why, God, why? I'm acting like the man just died. Been dead over 30-some years. Why, God? God is saying, Jerry, old things must pass away. You need to let go of everything from the past, because I can't pull new wine and old wine skins. I can't do it, Jerry. So today I thank God for my new wine skins. I thank God that I don't need to ride with the gang to have fun. All I need to do is let go and let God have his way. Because even his music resonates goodness in me. I know Marvin Gaye used to have it going on. I know Barry White had it going on, Teddy Pendergrass, but they don't have it going on like God got it going on. God says to you every morning, good morning. Well, I don't hear him say good morning to me. Yes, you do. Every morning you get up out that bed and your eyes open, that's God breathing a new life on you. So just because you think you don't hear him, start asking God, is this you? Well, who opened your eyes, Jerry? God, is this you? How you breathing out those lungs, Jerry? God, is this you? How are you moving and drinking water, Jerry? Lord, keep me in my right mind. So I won't look at a stranger. I will know it's you, God. Your word says, my sheep know my voice, hallelujah. And they shall not answer to a stranger. When Satan know there's something you got weakness for, he only know your past. Hallelujah. He don't even know the plans of the future. So he keeps throwing that past up in your face. So you'll keep running after what you used to have. You're not who you used to be. For I am a new creature in Christ, and I plan to stay there. I'm not trying to run into the jailhouse. I did that many, many times trying to do that. I'm not trying to run in somebody else's house and destroy it. All I want to do is be still in my own house and be a blessing when God says, bless here, bless there, bless there. Oh, I'm not trying to buy the blessing. No, 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 no. Because I cannot bless God. What I'm trying to do is be a new, obedient child. Something that I've never been obedient. I want to be that child when mommy say, go to school, sit your butt down. Don't make me come out there today. I want to be that child when God says, rest in peace. Come unto me, my little one. Come here, Jerry. You didn't really grow up with a real father, so you didn't know that you was a princess. Let me be your real daddy, and your life will go so much better. I don't need your help trying to make something. I got this, Jerry. I got this. For the first time in your life, let me do what needs to be done. And I promise you, your life will be better than it can ever be. Why are you looking among the dead trying to have your future? That, don't you know that's the devil? Why are you getting upset because somebody's dead? Let go. Stop going backwards. Didn't you learn by pushing on the gas in reverse you were going to run into a tree? Didn't you learn by running backwards you might fall because you trip over a rock? Well, that's all the devil has is your past. Let's run forward. Let's start out on a slow jog. And let's run a marathon. Because goodness is better than your past could have ever been. So today, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to wake up and know yesterday was a cancer check. Tomorrow is not promised. It's all I got. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. All right, now, 907, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning. God bless you. Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to come on. I was getting a little bit jealous. I had to keep that under control. When I hear about all this good breakfast having and all this traveling, and I said, okay, I see how it is. So I'm glad that you had fun. I love Sister Dot and Buddy Kay and Sion, and I just, God bless them. They're good-hearted, kind brothers and sisters in Christ, and I thank God for them, you know, loving on you and spending time with you and showing you a good time. It warms my heart. So I want to say, hey, y'all, I love you, and I just really appreciate you taking care of my mama. And I also wanted to give a quick testimony, real quick. I have been in prayer for, it's been a long time, and just trusting in God and saying, Lord, you know, whenever the season is, you know, whatever your will is, I want to be in that place. I don't want to operate outside your will. I want the favor of heaven to be upon my life. I want you to teach me as I wait. Teach me in this trial. And so the Lord began to do that very thing. And just a praise report, the thing that I've been praying for a long time, God moved and blessed me. And I knew he was going to do it. I just didn't know how, when, and all that stuff. And he doesn't have to share anything with me. All I have to do is just lean and depend on him and trust him. So I just want to encourage everybody out there just to stay faithful in God like he's faithful in us. Continue to pray. Continue to seek his face while you're waiting. Continue to be a blessing to somebody else. Don't focus on what you want and what you don't have and what you need and all those things. Put God first. And seek out his face and the things in the spirit that make him happy, and he'll take care of everything else for you. So I'm really excited today, and I just love the Lord, and I love having fellowship, and I just appreciate this show, and I pray that God continues to use it to go forth to be a blessing to his people, and that his word won't return void unto him with Freedom Doors Ministry and also the Jesus in the Morning radio talk show. So I love you, Mama, and I love everybody out there. God bless you guys, and have a good day.
Amen. Amen. Well, look here. Let me tell you what Sion said.
What did she say?
And she said, hey, Tay, we love you too. It's not Aki. Aki. It's Aki. I know it looks like.
Is it Aki?
Oh.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but I've heard of it before.
Yeah, Aki. A-C-K-I-E. It wasn't A. I thought that was egg, but it was a fish. Yeah, in that breakfast, buddy made. Hey, Sister Dot said, good morning, blessings, Shantae. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Sister Dot. Good morning to you, too. Oh, how sweet.
That's a buddy old pal right there. Dot ain't have that for me. Shantae in there just making me look bad. Dot figure I don't have no hospitality. Shantae got it all. That she taking care of Dot at the table. Yeah, we had a good time that Christmas. Oh my goodness. That was wonderful. I'll never forget that. And Alan, Dallo, and Nikki, and Miss Virginia were here.
Yes,
yeah, we had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the Christmas Day church service. Yeah, we had a wonderful time. And I just thank God for good people. Thank God for good people. And thank God for all he has done. Aki and codfish with fried dumplings, yam, and green banana. He didn't give me no dumplings, Sion. I didn't get a dumpling because I didn't think I like it. He was going to give it to me, but I told him, no, don't worry about that. Just give me what he gave me on that plate. And I went for broke. Yes, I did. Hallelujah. So, yeah, I thank you for thanking them, Tay. I appreciate that. Yeah, I really appreciate that because they treated me real well, real well.
Yes, ma'am. And it's always good to have fellowship and get to be able to connect with our brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, in due season when God says yes, you know.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of things have been held up because of the pandemic, and but God is still God, and Jesus is still on the throne with all power. And what is the pandemic to do with him?
Hey, Sister Rita said, wait a minute, Tay, let me tell you what Rita said. Wait a minute.
Sister Rita!
She said, hi, Shantae, it's great to hear your voice, girl. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Rita.
Let me see what we can add. Okay, and Brother Frank said, good morning, Tay.
Good morning, Brother Frank, and also good morning to Sister Wiki, Wiki, Wiki.
Yeah, she's sitting back chilling over there. She's sitting back chilling this morning. Hey, Rita, we know what she may be doing. Me and Rita know her, you see. We know that Rose Bride over there.
Mm-hmm. I want some of that crab from Rose Brown. God knows I don't need it, but.
Yeah, that Rose Brown put a foot off in that pot of crab. Get it with you. Go ahead now. Yeah. And so we thank God this morning. Brother Lewis had to run early. Oh, and Tay, he said Sherry doing better every day. Every day she's doing better.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's good.
Look at him. We can go call me. Good morning, Rose Brown. You need me to press the number
one? I'm not sleep. I'm not snoring, Bob. Well, good morning, Shante.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry. Good morning to everyone that's listening.
I am blessed. How you doing, Sister Wiki?
I take a prayer. I wish I had some crabs now.
Ooh.
Say it, preacher. Say it. Ooh. Don't worry. After a while. After a while.
After a while. Wiki, you going to make me run around there and see that girl around that corner around there. What her name? Angie. You going to make me go talk to her. Because she should be there today.
Angie.
You want me to stop by there on my way around there?
No.
Okay, because I'll stop by there. You know I know where you live right there now. Sure will.
Oh, I need to call you too. You know I'm with the Boom Bubba.
Okay. Well, look, as soon as the show over with, I'm going to call you right back.
Okay.
Okay. All right. God bless you, Wiki.
Bye, Miss Wiki.
Okay, say bye.
Okay.
All right. We got all our hellos in and everything. And Rita told my auntie. She heard her. She heard, oh, good morning, Brother Jermaine. God bless you this morning. Good to see you, darling. Good to see you. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. I meant to send you a little message because I hadn't heard nothing and check on you. But I see you down there today. That make me feel better. Good morning to you, Brother D and Brother Anthony and Brother Mike Hawks and Sister Kim Hawks and Sister Mary Ann. I'm trying to remember everybody. Sister Laura. Good morning to everybody. Sister Alexis, God bless you, sugar. God bless you this morning. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. What are you saying? Wait a minute, Brother Frank. Let me see what you said. You said, tell Sister Sion. Wait a minute. And brothers, your man, I said, good morning. Yeah. Good morning, Brother Frank said to everybody. Everybody. Sion and everybody. Brother, Buddy. Everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God today.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I really appreciate over the years, I know that Jesus in the Morning radio talk show has been going strong for 10 plus years. It's 10 plus years. And I really enjoy just sitting back and seeing how God has brought it to fruition, how he gave you the idea, how he blessed you to, you know, promote the show. And I love this show. It's encouraging. It's supportive. And just to see all of the brothers and sisters over the years and people internationally that listen to the archives and tune in live every day and people all across the country, it's just a blessing to see everybody, no matter what skin color you are, no matter how much money you have, no matter where you live, no matter any of that. All that matters is our basic love for Christ and our basic love for each other and the foundation of serving God. So God can bring anybody together, and he can grow anything that he has started and that he put his – God has put so much and poured so much into us with this show that I don't care what kind of day I'm having, if I need encouragement, I can log on, listen to the archive shows, and just have that fellowship. Like it's live. I feel like it's happening live, and God has a live word for us every day because it's real. And so just to see the show grow over the years and how many people have been added to the roster, and, you know, when you do the daily call and, you know, you call out everybody's name, and it's just a blessing to see it. And I'm glad that people enjoy the show because it's done a lot for me over the years. So I'm grateful unto the Lord, and I'm grateful for him using you and your faithfulness unto what he's called you to do. Because it's blessed a lot of people.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank. Because, see, that's what I saw, too. I thought it would just be you know, a lot of people, and, you know, we say something to each other on Facebook or something like that, and we roll on. But God created a family. He really did. He drew us close together. He raised people up to love one another, and we know each other, you know, and daily we come together and more and see when a need comes, you in dire strait or something. You have a place where people know you, and you ain't got to tell people your business. Well, my car don't do today, they going to come and take it. You ain't got to say all of that. All you got to do is just say, pray for me. That's all you got to say. And we're going to touch all of us. We touching and agreeing that God would bless you with whatever it is you stand in the need of, or that he will fix whatever's wrong over there with you. Because we know he make home visits, huh? He make house calls. Oh, I feel all right right there. He make house calls. And so we're thankful unto him. We prayed for Sherry. Oh, wait a minute. I think Frank got something to say. Hold on 1 minute, y'all. Hold on. Good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you. How are you?
I'm just fine. Good morning. I couldn't hold out no longer. It's all good. And as she was saying, the line over 10 plus, and I was saying to myself, this is where I started in Jesus in the Morning, Freedom yes, Doors sir. Ministry.
Yes, sir.
When Amen. I got here to Las Vegas, and I can remember mornings when everything was going crooked. And I get on Jesus in the Morning, and I was straightening it up, and it would be right. Started looking forward for 4 a.m. in the morning and continue to do it. But, I have a family. And I send people from everywhere to go over to Jesus in the Morning and tell me what you think about it. Mm-hmm. And get back with me and let me know. And it's been beautiful. Amen. That's all. I just had to get something in. Y'all have a great blessed day. God bless all of you.
Yes, I'm glad you got a little something in this morning, brother. I'm glad you could do it. So glad you could do it. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Nothing
Amen.
Wrong with doing it.
Yes. I told Brother Evan, I say, man, I forgot. Sisters told me she's going on a vacation. I said, I jumped up and turned on it, and the thing said, well, won't be anything. And I said, oh, I forgot already. I said, let me snooze some more then. Let me get on back into my snoozes. but listen, before I get off the phone, Sister Barbara, listen, I need to know the name of the company that you sent me the cashews. Because
okay.
I will order me some because I don't figure it out. Holy Spirit has shown me a way I can still eat my cashews. See,
okay.
I'm not on a diet like everyone else is. See, I went through weight losing and all those other things, and I'm in the best of health because I'm still here. Now, I don't eat everything, but I learned not to eat the things that I don't need to eat, but the things I love to eat, I might eat it all day, and then the next day I don't even want it. I don't eat M&M's anymore. I don't eat M&M's peanuts. I don't eat the silver. I don't hardly eat any of those things anymore. But what I do eat a lot of, and I'm loving, are pecans and peaches.
Mm.
I'm loving. Oh, yeah. Pecans and peaches.
Mm.
And I'm eating a little bit. And drinking plenty of water, and carrying a big stick, as the man says.
Okay.
Walking around, right, picking up paper as I go. But I'm telling you, I love pecans, and I eat the peaches, and I eat it. I don't eat them like all at one time. I eat maybe one or two and eat a pecan and drink some water and feel. And because when they took out all my top teeth, I couldn't eat no meat. I couldn't eat anything. And I lost 100 pounds.
Wow.
And I lost 100 pounds and from December of 2019 to, I say, July of 2020. Mm. And started losing.
Yes, sir.
I was at about 340. or something, and I'm down to 298.
Oh, yes, yes. That is wonderful news. Yeah, I'm going to have to follow your thing there, but Frank, I'm going to have to cut it loose. That's all.
Yeah, too. Well, you know, I love my sweets, and I love all that, but like I said, I couldn't get it. And my body metabolism, but I spent a lot of time. I said, well, once I stop aching and going through all these changes and complaining about what hurt and everything, I'm going to go out there and get in that pool and wade around.
Okay.
Wade through the pool and do my little thing. But it's been 100 and something degrees here, so I haven't even been into doing that. But like I said, the treatments I'm taking and everything is going well because I trust in God.
Amen.
And everything will be all right. And they say I have symptoms of diabetes, but they can't find nothing. They can't find it. They put it in the computer, and they say, well, is that? Well, but all my tests has come out negative. I mean, my sugar level, my A1C level, all those levels, everything is great.
Yes,
and
sir.
My blood, like the nurse told me, she said, your labs are better than mine. I said, yeah. Mm. She said, yeah. So I don't know what's going on. What you concerned about? I said, I'm just checking. See if everything all right. I'm going to do what I got to do, and I'm going to continue to do it. And that's it. Because my family, my mother, my sisters, and my brothers, out of my mother's first set of family, my oldest brother and myself, we're the only ones made it to 70 years old.
Okay.
And so I'm just thanking God every
day. Yeah.
Every day. And knowing that those blessings are going to come. But I am going to give you a call because I need to ask you about a few things.
Okay.
But let me go back on mute because, you know, I'm over here working.
All right. God bless you, Brother Frank. Have a wonderful day.
As well, God bless all of you and be blessed and continue to love yourself and love somebody, whomever it may be, to let them know. Tell them you love them. They'll understand it, even if they hate.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah. What a Friday. I'm excited right now. What a good Friday. Thank you, Jesus. God is faithful. And we thank him. And I know y'all hear Jerry, and I need to hear Jerry. I need to let Jerry say whatever Jerry needs to say because of this. God have a purpose and a plan. He does. And we just keep praying and trusting God. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hey, Brother Frank, Sister Jerry said hello.
Oh, yeah. Tell Sister Jerry I said hello. But most of all, I look forward to listening to her. I'm saying, look at here. Look what God has given this woman. Then I said, listen. I said, now look at that. See, Sister Barbara was calling me, but look at Sister Jerry around the corner. But God always sits something right at your front door, and you never know. I was sitting there, and I'm saying, now I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna see what God's gonna tell her today, and how she gonna come by do it. I look forward to it, but you know, definitely I look forward to hearing you, sister, all the time. But even when I'm on my worst day, it turned out to be my best day. And the people I'm sending to you, they call me back. So, well, you know, I say, Jesus in the morning. That's all you have to remember. Just go over there. I say, if you don't get anything out of it at all, just let me know. I say, because it's real. It's real. You might not grab it the first time, but continue to keep at it until you get it fully. And it works every time.
Amen.
I'm finished. God bless you again.
Amen. Hey, Sister Dot said hello, Brother Frank.
Oh, my goodness. Tell them all. I said hello. And by the way, have you heard from Sister Linda in New York?
Uh-huh. I heard from her this morning.
Okay. You tell her I said hi. If I ever get up near New York, I'll check her out. But I know we'll be going back east. Because they haven't, I don't know what they're trying to surprise me with, but from the Philadelphia, but if I come back east, I will go down to Florida because my daughter, she has a timeshare down there in Florida, in Jacksonville. And okay. I was telling her, I said, I got a sister that lived in Jacksonville. She in Fleming's Island now. I said, but you don't worry about it. I said, I won't be lonesome down there at all. I'm going to ride.
Oh, no.
I'm going to ride with you.
Yeah, and tell her this, Brother Frank. Tell her you won't be lonesome. You won't be hungry. Tell her you won't be any of them things. Matter of fact, tell her you'll be busy, Brother Frank.
That's right. All day. I'm definite. I can't eat fried food, but I sure can eat baked food.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. And can cook.
All right, now I'm not mad at nobody who can cook. No, sir. I do believe in groceries.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in them groceries, brother. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. You know we do. Matter of fact, when I finish doing what I'm doing, I will go down and scramble me an egg, and then throw me a little grits together
and wait
and sit back and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
When I used to do grits, eggs, and a whole bunch of other foods, but now I do this a little bit at a time, and it's all good. And drink my water. I drink plenty of water because it's hot out here in the desert. It's really hot.
Yes.
It's going to be 100 and something today, so I have to drink plenty of water.
Okay.
I'm finished.
All right.
I'm finished, Sister Bob. Okay.
All right. God bless you, Brother Frank.
God bless you too, Sister Barbara.
Yes, sir. All right. Is there anyone else have something they would like to say? Oh, we got 3 minutes. All right. I'm going to put on a quick song and get the door, and then I'll be right back, and we'll pray out this morning and pray that the Lord bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Let's take a listen to this.
JesusInTheMorningRadio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's pray out. Unless somebody has something they would like to say. If not, we'll pray out, and again, we pray the Lord bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for all has been said and done. Thank you for your word today.
But Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. As we depart this weekend, Father, bless our going out and our coming in. Meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Move for your people this day, Lord, in a mighty way. This weekend, Lord, bless God in ways where they've never been blessed before. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for it right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we ask that you would do it today for many standing in need. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this weekend, starting June the 4th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed weekend.